As a young man, my father was an apprentice bricklayer in York. And at times when we were in York, he would point out particular buildings that he had worked on at his time as a bricklayer. He was then called by Jesus, and we heard the calling of the disciples in our reading. And my dad heard the words of Jesus, "John, follow me." And my dad responded and followed the Lord into full-time Methodist ministry. And he gave up building walls and started building bridges. Bridges between people and bridges between people and God. And on the whole, we know that as human beings, we are far better at building walls than bridges. You know, we've had centuries of experience in building walls. History confirms it. Walls are still being built today. I think of the wall being built in between the US and Mexico. In 2016, I visited the Holy Land and I saw the wall of separation between Israel and Palestine, and it's still being built, and it stretches for hundreds of miles. And walls speak of separation and power. Walls protect what is ours, keep us secure. Walls tell us who is in and who is out, who belongs and who is not welcome. Of course, there is a difference between walls and boundaries. Boundaries are important and helpful. Strong boundaries are important in one-to-one relationships. Boundaries are important between neighbors, between nations. But boundaries are not made of brick. Boundaries are more transparent, more flexible, more subtle, more human. Good boundaries speak of mutual respect. Space, respecting identity, coexistence, cooperation, understanding. Boundaries can help human relationships succeed and help people to grow closer to one another. But when human relationships fail and boundaries become too fixed, then the walls go up, one brick at a time, walls of division. And that's what we've been hearing about in those stories. That's what the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity has been focusing on this year. And we can name some of those bricks that create these walls between us. Lack of love. The hard heart, like the hard-boiled egg that we saw earlier. Suspicion. Discrimination. Abuse of power, pride, indifference. The walls go up, and it's a wall of sin and a wall of shame. And those are the building blocks that make for human sadness, misery, and pain. It's a prison wall, and when the walls go up, we often find ourselves on the inside. It's not built by one, but it's built by many. At one time or another, we confess, we've all helped to put a brick in the wall. We know there are apprentice bricklayers, and there are cruel master builders, tyrants, men of great power who build huge walls and divisions. And these stones and walls weigh heavy and crush many lives today. But today, in this week of prayer, we affirm that prayer changes things. We affirm the good news that walls come down and barriers can be breached. At the end of the last century, as the Iron Curtain crumbled and the Cold War slowly thawed, the Berlin Wall fell. This wall, which divided the communist East Germany from the free West Germany, the wall that had caused so much pain and death, finally fell at midnight on November the 9th, 1989. And like me, you might remember watching the jubilant but peaceful scenes on the television news as men and women climbed the wall or defiantly attacked it with sledgehammers. We saw families reuniting and a new freedom opening up. On the west side of the wall, the walls were covered in murals, messages of freedom. On the east side of the wall of oppression, it was blank and grey. A symbol of peace and a symbol of division. We may not have such physical walls to overcome here in the UK, but we know there are still walls that need breaking down. Walls which divide one from another. Walls between people. It's those invisible walls, perhaps, that are most damaging. Today, our Sunday club are exploring the parable of the prodigal son. And at the end of the story, there was that invisible but very obvious wall between the elder brother and the rest of his family, his younger brother and his dad. And I came across this week this two-verse limerick that condenses the whole story. There once was a father who waited till his son with high living was sated. In a pigsty far away, that lad started to pray. Came home to dad's welcome, not slated. But his brother was far from elated when he learnt how the waster was fated. He refused to share space with the family disgrace, for to him they were no longer related. The elder son's protest was a wall of words which isolated him from his brother and his father. He had a heart of stone. And when the repression is something inside our hearts, then only perfect love can heal us and change us, forgive us and restore us to new life. Walls can be breached. That is the gospel. In Jesus Christ, the walls come down so that all people can live in freedom and in relationship with God and one another. The love of God demolishes these walls. And he does it in our heart first. And he just doesn't do it once, but time and again, when we feel a barrier going up, we can pray, Lord, come into this situation. Take these stones from my life. The cross of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb with its cracked gravestone proclaim the end to wall building and the start of bridge building. And it began with the reconciliation of Jew and Gentile. So, as was read to us by David and Sandra, words of Paul, "In Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall that is the hostility between us." It's never too late for a change of heart. I share with you this story. A group of soldiers were engaged in a battle on French soil during the Second World War. In a furious exchange of fire, one man was shot and killed. When the fighting died down, his companions took his body to a local church and asked the priest if their friend could be buried in the cemetery. The priest inquired if the dead soldier was a baptized Roman Catholic. His friends replied that he was not, as he had been brought up a Methodist. The priest offered his condolences, but said the rules clearly stated that only Catholics could be buried inside the churchyard. As a gesture of kindness, though, he pointed to a field next to the cemetery and said, "This field belongs to the church. Please bury your friend there by the fence that marks the end of the graveyard. I'm sorry, but he must be buried on the other side." Years later, two of the soldiers made an emotional return to the church and searched for their friend's grave. But they couldn't find it. They remembered digging the grave by the fence at the edge of the cemetery as instructed. The fence was still there, but there was no sign of the grave and the small wooden cross that they had put up. They went across to the church and found that the same priest was still there, although now he was an old man. They asked about their friend's grave and listened intently as the elderly priest related his story. "That night after you left, I couldn't sleep," he told them. "My conscience was troubled. And in the early hours, I made an important decision. Then, first thing in the morning, I went out to the graveyard and moved the fence. You will find your friend's grave there inside our cemetery." When Jesus came, he didn't just move the fence. He took it down completely. Can you move the fence? God says, don't build walls. Join hands. Build bridges, not walls. And don't leave it too late. The Methodist Church and churches together in Haverhill are entrusted with this ministry of reconciliation. It's costly, but the risen Lord empowers us to keep on. So let it happen today. And let it begin with us as we continue to grow together, to grow closer, to get to know each other. Let it begin with us. Let it happen today. Let it happen straight after our service when we go into the hall. A cartoon that says, "After service coffee is the time when newcomers can get to know the congregation." But in reality, do we chat to the same friends every week? and leave people isolated. Let's open our eyes. Let's look around and dare to cross the room. Welcome the visitor. Make a connection, and the invisible wall will come down. Let's try to do that, not just this Sunday, but every Sunday when we go into the hall for refreshments. It's my prayer that God will continue to bind us together in perfect love, that we will be given courage, strength, and wisdom, with softened hearts, breaking down walls of discrimination and racism, crossing barriers this week, growing together as God's children, as we take care of one another. Amen.